building in Simon Chofan Aleph Sif Tezayin. We have to do the Mishaburas on Sif Tezayin. We did the Shulchan Aruch, we didn't do the Mishaburas yet. Okay, so holding in Sif Katan Pei Vav. Medoicha, Benchel 8, Benchel 11, or Matechas, whether it's a wooden mortar, whether it is a stone one, whether it's a metal one. Vahiri Gilam, the Lotuch Besoicha Shuman and Dwarm Harifim. Imperial lechem, it was common for them to pulverize in it garlic, other sharp things, together with pieces of bread. V'hudami lebeis seor, ubeis charoises, hamavur lechamam esifcha beis. And we're going to compare it to what we're going to see down the road, a container which is made to hold seor. So seor is the starter yeast that's used for the to make those rise, so it's very sharp, it has a very strong flavor to it. Or Beis, which has also has bread in it and has other types of sharp items in it. It sits in it, so that becomes a very strong flavor. So over there we say you need Hagola or Libun. So she's saying over here Hagola works. The pasuk shom the gamut the beis or mahan hagola. He says by beis or hagola works, so where also hagola would work. Okay, so then he says if it's too large you can't get it all in, so you can do piece by piece, one side and the other side. We don't allow you to do it half and half. In the case you can do it all one time. So he said, over here it says that if it's too large, what you do is you put the hot stone in and it causes it to boil. So that's a kula, which we rely on. We have not done another option, because otherwise you should kasher it inside, because there are some who say that's not considered klirishin. It's only considered eri, according to them. So according to them, that wouldn't be available to do a gola. Okay, and then we're putting that in, so the resicha goes up on all of the rim, peches, b'chol svasa, v'tzalarmer, she'alamayim gam al ove svasa milamala. It goes over the top. You really need it to get to the top. You don't need to go over the top, but the only way you can get to the top is by going over the top. Came along the Ramah, and some said you have to be malabin the medoicha. They hold, well, the same way they hold later on, by the case of Beisor, you have to do Libun. So we're also, you have to do Libun. So they're both going, these two opinions are going to Shittosa. This halacha, that you need a Libun is only for Pesach. Masha'en came to Shayim Masashonah. The medoicha shall iser case, the medoicha which was used for iser, shein chashash rak misham nunis shall iser. Vein derech loduch hasham nunis im dvorim hakarifim. So the chances are you never, if you used it for this prohibited item with the oils, never, the chances of doing it with the derech harif are minimal. It wasn't the derech. Okay, and sagib hagol l'kliyam. So that even though we say the pressure maybe causes it to be absorbed, we machmer on that alone, but the Hagola definitely would be sufficient. The Rambam says the minhag is to do libun. You can do libun kal. Libun kal to was enough. What's a learner? I mean, it didn't sagale but Hagola levad kadei arishon. Means what we're really saying is that the ikrip sak is like the first sheet of that Hagola is acceptable. The minhag is to do hagola, and whenever you say the rule is that really bigger than hagola is enough, so then the liban you do can be the minimal liban. Now, therefore, if that's how we're understanding the minhag. In other words, if our minhag was that we held that ikar psak was that you need real liban, that you need liban, you couldn't do liban kai, you have to liban chomer. But the fact that we're saying the minhag is duli makar, we're really saying is we ikar psak is hagola sufficient. Therefore, lakein welcome shdi efshet belibun. If you had a medoicha made out of wood, which obviously you can't be malabin it, you'll just burn it. So sagi hagola, so then hagola is sufficient on the condition of the facts im hucholak shein begumus, that it's smooth, there's no gumus. So then hagola is acceptable. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Which one? Where are you right now?
I'm in Sadi. I'm actually in the
first bit long line.
I just finished the first wide line. Now he says a new thought. So the Bechaber discussed this issue, you have to kasher the Medoicha, etc. He said before in Sifkan Peivov, because the derech was they would actually pulverize sharp items together with bread. Kosach Redim, the Medoicha shal, Ketana Shalana are small Medoichas that we have. Shalom Ein Dochen Behem Chometz. You're never using them to pulverize Chometz. Rach Tarkim, which is saffron. Venegalach. Venegalach. It's a Yiddish word. It's
fingernails.
Right. So there was a spice which had a shiny white color to it. It looked like nails. It used to call it negalach.
Oh, okay.
It's sipurin. You have in the Samanic terrorists. It's called sipurin. Same okay. Reason, right? Sipurin is a fingernail. Sipurin is also one of the 11 Samanic terrorists.
Yeah,
it's the same one.
It's called negalach. Okay.
It's called negalach. I actually have. Hold one second. Perrin is clove. Okay.
There you go.
Good. Okay. Oibre Chaim shall papal and shalon, or we have the hand grater which they use to grate a pepper mill to grate the peppercorns. So they never put bread in there. So that the chadchila okay, so you it's hagola sufficient. Now, why do you need hagola? Maybe you shouldn't need anything at all. We do need hagola. The shem of bola soicha pamachas chomet mashu benivla besoicha ayirei charifas habsamim shadocha ba'acharkach. We keep it around where the chomets is, the table, etc. So it's possible that a crumb of chomets got in there and then it was ground in. With the it was absorbed in through the harifis and the pounding of the psalmim afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the best solution is to do the hagol and then do the process of all the grounding before yomtiv. This way, any flavor which is in there would go. In other words, the same way it puts in flavor, so it has the power to take out flavor with pressure and with sharpness. So this way, any flavor which comes out, we'll say before yomtiv, we'll get an argument that could be bottle maybe, but yomtiv is not in bittul. So let's get everything done beforehand. But you have to feel even like hikol klal, that our meduchas, which there's no real knowledge of any chametz ever being in there, so the person did not to go at all. But docha b'secha tavlim be yomtiv, v'nechlo secha tavlim. So he did it on Pesach, not before Pesach. In a meducha, which had not been had hagol at all, so still, and they put it into the food already. So it's not a mechurim hatra tavshel. So not going to allow you if you didn't put it in the food. We're not going to allow you to put it in the food. But if you put it in already, we're not going to ask for the food. The repadim who ain't a ben yomoy, v'vadi ain't lahachmer mi sveka. And definitely, if there's been a time lapse of 24 hours. From the time that the meducha was used. Now that's an interesting point, because we pass him by Debra Chor if there's no Debra Menem Binyama. So I use a Debra Chorav in a Kli, which is Ein B'Nyarmai, we consider that the flavor which it comes out is not considered a Pogam, like a flavor, it's considered a full flavor. It's a Machlokes. So he's saying, at least if you have the Tzad of Ein B'Nyarmai, it's another level of Heter, because there are at least some opinions that Ein B'Nyarmai applies to the Debra Chorav also. So take a look over here at the Shar Tzion and Kuf Zion. So this is from a Magen Avraham apparently. He says, after the Rabbi Mfakim Ksas al Dibri Magen Avraham Bezeh, Mechom Mokam Be'en Ben Yarmu, but the Blav Hochi Yesh Deus Be Yaradeya Simen Tzadi Vov. Since there are different opinions by Debra Chorav, regards to Debra Chorav, Ben Yarmu, by Debra Chorav, Philip Debra Chorav, him who Ben Yarmu, Lohokal, but not Bernat, Minyan Gam, Kain, Oid Savakim Hoya Klau Mashu Chomets, En Lahach. We don't know if there's anything there, and it's a not Bernat and a Binyan, right? So that's a Machlokes. So that's another Tzad of Yemekel. Okay. Machaber is actually Mater of Ein Binyan, right? And the Ramos Machmer. Maybe some chometz got there that asher b'di'evad not gonna asher. Ashechotu hazan gevil b'kiyetsu by besagin shel chometz. Another scenario where we would potentially have the concern is a case where we use a knife to cut. Zangevil is ginger, right? Zangevil is ginger. The ginger is a Debra Chorav. So if you cut the ginger root with a knife, maybe there's a piece of chometz sitting on the underneath it, so when you cut through, the sharpness of the ginger and the pressure would allow that flavor of the chometz to go into the knife. Again, lo masakinan iser misveika. So there's a rule in the column of dealing with sveikas. We don't assume a problem that we have no reason to believe that it happened. It might have happened, but halacha is not mechayev me to consider the possibility that it might have happened. So we have a rule of sake of the raisa l'chumra. Let's say even on the raisa level. So there's two concepts in the halacha of chazaka. Really, that's really what it is. It's a form of a chazaka. One woman's married to a kohen. So the Eishes Kohen could eat truma. Husband goes out the door, goes to Mincha, maybe a heart attack and drop dead. So she's eating her truma sandwich, truma bread, you know, bread made out of truma, or made out of challah. So she's like, her husband dies, she has no male sons, she can't eat truma anymore. She's not going to ask the question. We have a reality. We're not questioning. Maybe there's a different reality, which something happened. It's a form of a chazaka that we assume. The real bona fide dinam chazaka is a case where I have a real question in front of me, and I don't know if it changed and how it changed and when it changed. So a man throws a get to his wife, and we're not sure if the get landed closer to him, and therefore they're not divorced, or closer to her, and they are divorced. So the Cheskas Eshazish tells me she, before she was an Eshazish, she's right through an Eshazish. So that's, I have no real logic behind that. Why should I assume that they landed closer to him and they're still married, more than the fact that they landed closer to her and they're divorced? Because Halacha says, till now we knew that she was married, Halacha assumes she's married until we know definitely otherwise. But that's when we have a question on the table, and Chazaka is addressing the question. But the other concept of chazaka is I'm not mechuyev to ask questions. Like, maybe this happened. but I'm not mechuyev to ask that question. So I'm not mechuyev to be concerned. Possibly there was chometz there, mikra. So that for b'di'evad we're going to be matrit. B'chol zeh b'meducha sheyesh bo rak chashash we bli'as ma'at chometz. It's also something with it's only a possible, it's a concern, it's a possibility. Aber bei Hackmesser, Hackmesser was a large knife. They used to chop up large pieces in the kitchen. Shidur shekotzen habtzolim besakin shel chametz. Menichen oisib a boser, mechatlin hakmeser a boser dak dak. Yishomer the af b'di'evet is oser. She becomes like a knife. He used it to cut up the onions. He used it to cut up the meat. So I guess apparently the...
They didn't wipe it down very well. I couldn't wipe it down.
So, I you know, I'm not sure, again, I'm not sure where the bread came into the picture. I mean, you know, onions are very nice. But, I think what he means is like this. What happened like this, they didn't use the hakmeser to cut the onions. The onions they cut with a regular knife. But the knife they used to cut the onions is the same knife they used to cut the bread. That was their parva knife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, but... So you use it to cut hot bread and absorb chametz flavor, and then use it to cut onions, and now there's a chametz flavor in the onions. Then you take the hot grass was used to cut the meat. You take your onions, put it with the meat, and then chop up the meat and the onions with this big knife. Well, the chametz took a flavor, which is now in the onions, is going to go into the knife, into the hakmeser. So if that's the case, so you're saying that would be a case where Bidi Eved would be usur, because that's that was a very common scenario how it happened. Okay, kfim shenogim. The way we do it, shenosin gam chetiras paschitim im b'solam chetan called yachad dak dak. We actually put bread into this mixture. It's not a chashash. Well, maybe we use a knife or bread for the onion, and then the onions get. No, we're hacking the meat and the onions. We also have bread in there. So then. There's can't be makel over there. You'd have to do a real bona fide heksher on the item, and according to that minute, you have to leave them kav. Kosev and Morgan Rom, Yeshu shall lachtach a zangevil rak besakin chadash. You should cut the zangevil, the ginger, with a. With a new knife. So this is not discussing a Pesach issue. This is now discussing a Dover Chorif issue. So he says, whenever you're cutting the ginger, which is a sharp item, you should use a parva knife. People should not be careful in that. Yotzakilkum is that will come out the following problem. They'll use a fleshig knife, let's say, for argument's sake, to cut the dover chorif. And then they take that zangevil, which is now fleshig. So you had a knife which you used with hot fleshigs. So that knife absorbed the flavor from the fleshigs. It's fleshig knife. Then it chops the zangevil. It puts its flavor through the pressure and the sharpness of the zangevil, the ginger. The flavor goes, fleshy flavor goes out from the knife into the ginger. Then he takes the ginger, which is now fleshy, and he puts it into the meducha, into the mortar, and pulverizes it. So now the fleshy flavor goes into the meducha. Nimsa meducha blue mi baser. Then, person later on does other psalmim in there, assuming that the meducha is parav, uses those psalmim which have now absorbed the fleshing of flavor from the meducha and eats them with milchiks. Right? So you see from this Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah, which follows it, Dover Chorif has the power to override Bapranah. Right? means the classic case of a davar chorev was a case of an aparnat, and still we assert it. The classic case of a but there's theoretically two aparnats you can talk about. So there's two issues. There's two chiddushim here in this Magen Avraham that he's machmer, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to accept both of them as being valid, and the Achronim challenge that. That davar chorev takes the flavor out of the kli into the davar chorev. So I have a fleshig knife, and I cut zangibel with the fleshig knife. The zangibel becomes flesh. Good. That's a regular chiddush of the davar chorev. Now, I want to take the flavor from the zangavil and put it into the meducha. So I'm taking the flavor out of the davar chorev into the meducha, and I'm saying, well, the davar chorev's power, not only is it to draw flavor into itself, which was the fleshing of flavor in the knife into the zangavil, but now I'm going to say, turn around, well, the zangavil has the power to take the flavor which is in it and force it into the meducha. Okay, now, if that's true, so then later on when I pulverize psalmim in there, those psalmim will pull out that flavor into themselves. So if there's a fleshing of flavor in the meducha, that fleshing of flavor will come out into the next set of psalmim. But how to get into the meducha? We say, well, davar chorev has the ability to do that also. That's not necessarily true. The cases of the Gemara were cases where the davar chorev is bringing the flavor to itself. Here it's a question that the davar chorev has the ability to put the flavor into the kli that we don't see in the Gemara. So the Magen Avraham is saying that he assumes that it's a two-way street. So the Chavis Das argues in the Magen Avraham, he says that he feels that would not be true. It would not put a flavor into the kli. Another example where this halacha comes up is the Chayyotim discusses this, and the Chayyotim says a case where a person takes a davar chorev, he has a cutting board. So he has a power of a knife, it's cutting an onion on a cutting board. There's some pleasure flavor in the cutting board. So he holds that the pressure of the knife and the sharp of the onion will take flavor out of the cutting board. It says it would also put flavor into the cutting board. So it's here's this issue again, that had you had a case of a fleshig knife, according to the Chayyotim, you'd be able to, according to the Chayyotim, the fleshig knife would inject flavor into the cutting board, and that's this case over here, which the Chavadas is saying that I'm not sure that's true. Mm-hmm. So the Chayyotim also is cautious for that. The second chiddush is that in the Gemara it's before that there's no din of not by so besides the issue of can it inject a flavor into the kli, right? But there's the issue of not bernat. So, the flavor, in other words, what's his case? The case is that, so we say like this, in the case of the davar chorev again, the flavor went into the knife, and the knife goes into the onion, and from the onion now you can put the onion with the flesh of your knife. Cut hot meat with the flesh of your knife, with this knife. So now it's a flesh of your knife. So that's the flavor goes from the meat into the knife. That's a nice and tam into the knife. Now it goes from the knife into the onion. Right, so that's a not bernat. Now I have a fleshiga onion, which I can't eat with milchiks. So he mixed that onion with milk, it becomes also. Normally we say not bernat, because mitzvah milk was afterwards is mutter. So there again, the issue is that the davar korf inside of itself, the flavor is not considered not bernat. Now I want to know the question all the way around, when the davar korf is putting a flavor into something else, does it lose does it override the weakness of a not bernat? So we consider the onion like a tam rishon, not like a tam sheni. That's basically what we're saying. Okay, so the onion is a tam rishon. Now the onion puts into the meducha a tam sheni. So in the meducha you have a tam sheni. Now I cook something in there, or I cook, you know. So I say, oh, it absorbed that flavor. Yeah, but it's an upper not. So that. No, but the Rechorv overrides Naparnat. So the Rechorv overrides Naparnat when the flavor goes into the onion, it's not considered Naparnat. That the onion goes into the Kli, makes the flavor in the Kli Naparnat, not a Naparnat, Mehechadesi. Mm-hmm. So those are the two Chidushim that Vagan Ram is saying. The Mishnah Berurah seems to accept both of them. Both of those are arguments. So again, my lady shared the Rechorv. Again, I mentioned the Rechorf. I referenced this Mishnah Berurah. Mm-hmm. That's why I know it. You think I'm kidding? Sadi Aleph. Hagila Achakach. So he says, if there are cases where there are gumois, and it's made out of wood, the solution is to take a layer off to throw everything out, to now there's no more gumas anymore, and then kasher it. So I took off a layer, that should be sufficient. He said, no, it doesn't work. You took off a layer, but the flavor got absorbed all the way through the kli. Dabar Chorav has the power to absorb the flavor, to inject the flavor into the whole. The whole wall of the kli all the way through, not just on the inner layer. So it's very nice you took off an inner layer, but still the kli is still also. So then you have to do a go. Okay. Sif Yud Zayin Hadaf Shorchen Allah of Kol Hashana Ken Revish Aloshin Bo. So the board, which they would use to shape their chalas on. It's called being erechit. Or the reva, which they would do lisha in, they would the kneading trough. Sichem hagolov. So those require hagolov. In other words, it's all done with cold. Since it's used on a constant basis, and you leave the dough in there, etc. So it has a certain amount of sharpness, because rising dough has its chometz, you know, has a sharpness to it. So that's considered a problem. It's not enough just to take off a layer with a kliumness. That's not enough. Kleep is not sufficient, because kleep just gets out the outer layer. A gola pulls out any flavor all the way through. The minig was not to rely on a gola for these things and not to use them during paste. Chinese bar, the ale, simon, tough, and base, if you're not. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, Tzadi base. Kol Hashana, b'chein reva. The rave was used the whole year. Avim leprakim is only used occasionally, not regularly. So then dalahem hahechsher b'iri roiskim. So then iri is enough. We don't need the hagol of the klirishin. Yeah.
Maybe what is the... How do they remove the top layer with the kliumness? What do they do? You may have explained that to
me. It was wood, so they would plane it. Take a plane. The carpenter's plane, and just plane off a layer.
Oh, okay.
Tzrichim Hagola. Why? So why Hagola? Why isn't Iri just enough? Or why do you need anything at all? The Mashin al Ha'isas Alei Machiach means that the dough sits there until it becomes Chametz, until it rises. But done with the base store, that's like the case of the base store. Base store was where they stored the sourdough starter that they used to make the doughs rise. So it's not a regular din of kavush, because kavush means that there's liquid there. It's a solid, but its sharpness is such that it leaves a flavor in the kli. So we're also, it sits there until it becomes chum. It's similar to that idea. If this, they're hot, excuse me, they're large to the point that you can't put them inside of a kli. So now what do? You laven avonim v'simim aleihem. Heat up stones, put the stones on this daf or this areva. V'italeh roistim v'yav revan al p'nei kula. And pour hot water on it. And move the stone over the surface of the thing that you're kashering together with the hot water. So you're holding one hand with the stone, one hand with the pouring the water, and you're moving it along so that the stone is reheating the eerie clearition to make like a clearition directly over that spot of the that you're kashering. So the however the minig was not to be mishtamish them at all, but Tom Lefishi Yepsha Lagarun Lakers and Yafa Yafa, it's impossible to clean them well. Sheshar Mashu Khamat, in order to be feel confident there's not a Mashu Khamat somewhere there, based ascetic Shannon near Leon. In a crack which is not noticeable. It doesn't mean how much not noticeable at all. Because then if it's not noticeable at all, that it's not usher, means it's not obviously noticeable. They made a drink out of meisubin, which is the soaking the bran in water. Shakar and borscht, they refer to it as borscht. So they made it in these big barrels, so that you can't kasher them. Shemanish b'chometz be'en minasu. Maybe there's a little bit of the bran left. Elam ken hezikah b'mayim esed esman mitchilav. If it was used for water in between, so much and sat there for a while, so much you can then do a gola for Pesach. Shemayim shesho b'soicha hidichu b'viru kol chometz adavikpa. The water that sat there has removed, and I would imagine cause any chometz remain to decompose. Kelim used the whole flour. We don't do a gola on them. I'm a chayim shekos of the zel dafka b'klisha nasa mechaticha achas. I'm assuming it's term harbe b'kelim shel kelim shelonu. The doer shechtos achzuma ben nesher l'nesher. Le'elu mahani agala fil la'achas shashar b'mayim kama yomim. So this hat, they said, well, you soak the water for a little bit, it's mutter. We're going to say that's not so. Because our kelim now are made out of more than one piece. So they mama sit there between the cracks, between the boards. So gola doesn't work even after soaking water, letting water sit there for a while. And come on and sif chafal of mishabur. The dab in which they would do the kneading on, shalosh aleim kol shana, in bim leprokim. So the Ramah said we're going to don that that even Hagolos does not permit it. But the Ramah said the case is it's used regularly. But let's say Vim Leprokim is only used occasionally. Mashu President Ben Noegim Hagolos, then Hagolos is yes the Minig. So Rosh Hashanah says the minhag is not to do a gola. It's all talking about something which is used regularly as opposed to occasionally. So you can't... What?
What does Nessa mean?
It's a board. Nessa
is another word for board.
Yeah. I'd probably translate the top as a plank and Nessa as a board, but I'm not sure I get all the English connotations of the two words I'm not familiar with. So he's going to say something terrible here, but let's hold it over here. I think this week people can get the marv.